Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh my!
Welcome in, everybody. This is the Can of Corn Cast. Andy Greenberg here with you on this fine day. I am recording this on Independence Day, where baseball wears different hats and jerseys, and I'm going to do something a little bit different here as well. I'm going to go start to finish. I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to fit in everything like I usually do. I got the free agent pool coming up. We got some great guys to talk about there. Very exciting goings on with the on-deck circle. We'll get there too. But first, as I always do, we get it started with the starting five.
The starting five.
And as I projected last week, Giancarlo Stanton has fallen out of the starting five, but it's a lot of the usual suspects there. Number one, of course, it's Paul Goldschmidt, hitting an unbelievable .354, leading baseball, all of baseball, in batting average, higher than Miguel Cabrera, higher than Bryce Harper, higher than D. Gordon, higher than Jason Kipnis, .354, Paul Goldschmidt. Paul Goldschmidt is also the only player ranked in the top 10 to have double-digit stolen bases. He's got 15, 66 RBIs, which just barely doesn't lead the majors. Nolan Arenado has 68, and then he's also got 57 runs, 20 homers. He is the only person with 20 home runs and double-digit stolen bases in baseball. The only one. The only one. Next closest, Mike Trout's got 9 steals, Todd Frazier 8. Oh, Todd Frazier. Speaking of that guy, he comes in at, he's number 3. I had changed the order, and I was about to call him number 2, but no, Todd Frazier is number 3. But we'll do this a little different, because it is Independence Day, and I'm not opposed to going slightly out of order. Todd Frazier, number 3, .281 hitter, 8 steals, 25 homers, 54 RBIs. Number 2, yeah, because flipping it around a little bit here, Bryce Harper. That's not a surprise to anybody, though. 24 homers, hitting .337. He's got 58 RBIs. Number 4 on the list, Mike Trout, hitting .303, 58 runs, 44 RBIs, 21 homers. He's got a great shot of being a 2020 guy. Paul Goldschmidt might even hit that by the end of the week, although by the end of the month, he should have 20 stolen bases. And number 5 overall batters on the full season is Josh Donaldson, third baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays. He leads the league in runs, 61. 61 runs for Josh Donaldson. That is tied with Brian Dozier for the league lead there. Donaldson also has 19 homers and 54 RBIs, hitting just under .300 at .298. As for the pitchers, number one, as you would expect, is Max Scherzer. Once again, with these pitchers, a lot of the usual suspects here. Scherzer's gone just over 118 innings. He's got 139 strikeouts and an unbelievable ERA of 182, topped only by number 4 on this list. Scherzer, 13 quality starts, looking excellent. Number 2, Chris Archer. Tough luck, lost the other night. 141 strikeouts in 115 innings. That is tied with Chris Sale in terms of the strikeout totals for second. Also tied with Corey Kluber as they sit behind Clayton Kershaw, who's 147. Kershaw, not in the top 5. Number 3, Dallas Keuchel, continues to lead the majors in innings pitched. He's at 124 and a third, 102 strikeouts, an ERA of 2.03, 13 quality starts. And the league leader in ERA, also in quality starts, the only one with 15, it's Zach Greinke of the LA Dodgers, a 158 ERA in 108 and a third innings, 94 strikeouts. Number 5 on the list, another usual suspect, Sonny Gray, Oakland A's starter. 97 Ks in 107 innings, a 2.09 ERA, a .99 whip. By the way, Scherzer's whip, 0.78. That is walks plus hits per innings pitched. Unreal. Let's check out the hottest players in baseball right now. Number one, J.D. Martinez, outfielder for the Detroit Tigers. In the last 2 weeks, 8 homers, 19 RBIs, and 11 runs, 18 of 47. That's a .383 batting average. Number two on the list, Nolan Arenado. It's just my favorite name to say in that cheesy baseball play-by-play voice. I'll do it again. Nolan Arenado. 15 RBIs, 8 homers, 12 runs, hitting 15 of 51. That's a .294 batting average over the last 2 weeks. Mini-me, Jose Altuve. How many Altuves? Just one will do, and hopefully he makes the All-Star team as he is number three in terms of batters, the hottest of the last fortnight, hitting .395. That's a 17 out of 43 look. 12 runs, 2 homers, 7 RBIs, and 6 steals. Also with 6 steals is number 4 on this list, 30% owned, Cesar Hernandez, eligible at second, third, and shortstop for the Philadelphia Phillies. No homers, but 12 runs, 8 RBIs, 6 steals, and hitting 21 of 52. That is a .404 batting average. And number 5 on the list, first time he's making it this year, Buster Posey. Over the last 2 weeks, 11 runs, 4 homers, 17 RBIs, no steals, and hitting .351. We turn our attention to the pitchers. And we've got one of the usual suspects, and who else would it be but Max Scherzer. An infinite strikeout-to-walk ratio because in his last 25 and a third innings, he has 3 quality starts. He has struck out 26 batters and walked 0. 0. None. 142 ERA, .39 whip. Number two on the list, Jake Arrieta, Chicago Cubs. 21 Ks in 24 innings, 3 quality starts, an ERA of .75, a whip of .58. A pretty high strikeout-to-walk ratio there, too, as he's only walked 2 batters and struck out 21. The only pitcher in the starting five to have not given up a run over the last 14 days, Seattle Mariners starter Mike Montgomery, a rookie. He has pitched back-to-back complete game shutouts, so he's gone 18 scoreless innings, struck out 17. That's obviously 2 quality starts and a whip of 0.56, including his last start, which was he struck out 7, gave up 1 hit. The one before it, he struck out 10. Back-to-back complete game shutouts. He'll try to go for a third in a row against the Oakland A's. A little bit more on him coming up later in the show. But right behind him, his teammate, Taijuan Walker, number 4 of the starting 5 of hottest pitchers in the last 14 days. That's 2 weeks. Taijuan Walker in 3 starts, 3 quality starts, 19 and a third innings, 24 strikeouts, a .186 ERA, a .67 whip, and 0 walks. So again, infinite strikeout-to-walk ratio there, 24 strikeouts, 0 walks. As for number 5, the man who almost threw a no-hitter, if only Jason Kipnis were a few inches taller. Kipnis would apologize for that on Twitter, and nearly with a no-hitter, 8 2/3 no-hit innings, Carlos Carrasco, 16 2/3 innings total over the last 2 weeks, 20 strikeouts, a .162 ERA, and a .054 whip. Those are your starting five, and we move right along as, again, switching it up here a little bit. No quick breaks, no rest, just power through. Here we go. Let's take a dive in the free agent pool, swimming around in that shallow end. Players between 51 and 100% owned. Yeah, stretching it a little bit. Usually it's 75, but today I found Ben Revere at 77% owned. So it's very possible he's available in your league. Ownership percentage is a little high, but the guy is a stolen base monster, scores tons of runs, and for that kind of player, for the speedy guy, respectable RBI numbers. He's got 21 RBIs, 19 steals, 43 runs, hitting .291. Very helpful if you're behind in stolen bases or runs, especially since she's kind of looking like the best player on the Phillies. Swimming around the free agent pool, 45% owned Mike Montgomery, who I just touched on, of the Seattle Mariners. He is the 4th Mariners rookie to throw back-to-back shutouts and the 1st rookie in the majors to do so since Jeremy Sowers of the Indians in 2006. And one of those teams he did it against, the Mariners. Isn't just those 2 starts for Montgomery. He's been sharp at all but one of them. And even still, that was not a bad start. 7 1/3 innings, 4 earned runs. Otherwise, magnificent on the mound. They said he had some confidence problems. And I think getting yourself to the majors kind of wipes those away as he has been fantastic In total, 44 and a third innings, 8 earned runs, 29 strikeouts. His last two starts, as I said, 17 Ks in 18 innings, and of course, 0 earned runs. And in his starts, he hasn't gone less than 6 innings in all of his 6 starts yet. And Sunday in Oakland, and because it's baseball and dumb stuff tends to happen in baseball, he's probably going to give up a leadoff homer. I don't know, like Billy Burns or Mark Canna or somebody, because, you know, that's baseball and the Mariners seem to be a tough luck team. I hope it doesn't happen, though. I've got Montgomery on my team, and has he been good for the Mariners. What a trade. And all it cost them was Erasmo Ramirez, who, oddly enough, having a good season himself. Yeah. Believe it or not, Erasmo Ramirez with an ERA of 5.5 for the Mariners is keeping it under 3 for the Tampa Bay Rays. But he's not the one swimming in the deep end of the free agent pool. I'm taking a dip in the Chase Field pool just a little bit early today. And Robbie Ray, starter, in his 41 and a third innings, he struck out 34, put up a very nice 2.55 ERA and 1.09 whip, 4 quality starts. And it looks like he's not going to be the one that's going to be taken out when Patrick Corbin comes back. So, hey, that's nice for Robbie Ray. His next outing is, as I look to find it here, Robbie Ray will be pitching on Tuesday, July 7th, at the Texas Rangers. Looks like he's going to get matched up against Matt Harrison, who will be making his first start of the year. Been a while since we've seen Matt Harrison in the majors. He's coming back to the Rangers, and he'll face Robbie Ray again. That would be on Tuesday. And if things continue to play out as they were, if this schedule would help me out here, as we look to the second half, he would come back. And if the rotation sticks, which it may not because of the All-Star break, he'd get the first start after the All-Star break against San Francisco. But again, no word on that as we still have the All-Star break to sit through. And we continue checking out the Chase Field in right pool in right center field. Also swimming around in there, 2% owned shortstop Nick Ahmed. And if you're looking for a shortstop because the rest of them are terrible, you might be a little bit behind, as shortstop is quickly becoming a loaded position. Over the last 30 days, it's like 5 or 6 of them are in the top 100. Nick Ahmed, not quite there, but has really turned it around after not being able to hit 200 in the first month of the season. He's been very serviceable over the last 30 days, hitting 262 with 3 of his 6 total home runs. And out of the free agent pool and into the on-deck circle we go, with the aforementioned Patrick Corbin waiting in the wings to make his first start on July 4th. That would be tonight, recording this on the 4th of July. And if you're hearing this afterwards, he made his first start on Saturday for the Diamondbacks after missing all of 2014 and 2015 up until now due to Tommy John surgery. He made 4 rehab starts in the minors, 17 innings, struck out 11, ERA, whip, doesn't matter. Does not matter. Do not go look up his minor league numbers and say, well, his ERA was this and he gave up this many runs. No, it doesn't matter. What matters is that he's healthy and he's major league ready. And can you answer those questions with a yes? Yes, you can. He is healthy. He is major league ready. Ignore the minor league numbers. They're not terrible, but they're not great. He's going to face a Rockies team that has collectively hit 210 against him in his career. And if the rotation holds, he'll make his second start against the Mets in New York on July 11th. And they're hitting a little bit better against him at 306. So if he shuts down the Rockies, start him against the Mets, and if he gets shelled, stick him on your bench because he may settle down as he gets more used to being in the majors. As we continue the minor league player in the on-deck circle, this is somebody that isn't even available in Yahoo leagues, but from here through the All-Star break and possibly even after, I want to cover guys that are going to be playing in the All-Star Futures game. If you listened to my show last week, you know I talked a little bit about Aaron Nola. He's with the Phillies. I talked about Socrates Brito with the Diamondbacks, Weichi Huang with the Diamondbacks, who was named the D-backs minor league pitcher of the month for June. So congratulations to him. And I'm looking right now at AAA Norfolk's Zach Davies. That is in the Baltimore Orioles system. Not yet added to the Yahoo universe, though he might be very soon. Quickly climbing that minor league ladder. And it's just your typical advancement that you don't see very often, where he's spent a full season at each level of the majors. 2012, full season eight ball. 2013, Class A advanced. 2014, Double A. 2015, Triple A. No moving during the season, just up one level at the end of each season. And each year, he's consistently lowered his ERA. This season in AAA, 14 starts, 15 appearances, 75 and a third innings, 68 strikeouts, 30 walks, not bad, and a 2.75 ERA. The red flag is the batting average against at 243. Opponents are hitting 243 against Zach Davies, Baltimore Orioles prospect. Not great, but again, a stat that's consistently gone down each year. Now, based on how they're advancing him, it's very possible we don't see him in the majors until 2016, but I would not be surprised if the O's gave him a chance to start in September. I think that if you're in a dynasty league, this could be a good guy to pick up, as it looks like he definitely has the making of that quality starter, maybe a second or third in the rotation type of guy, especially if you got a big-time ace. And we'll see what happens, because it's very possible that they call him up to start in September, especially since he's getting a look in that Futures game. He's had a really good season at AAA so far, and I don't see why they'd keep him in the minors if he's doing really well. Heck, they did it with Kevin Gausman. Did they bring him along quickly, and they might do the same with Zach Davies. So if you want to put him on your watch list, I'm sorry, you can't. His name is Z-A-C-H. Davey, that's Zach, obviously. Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S. He plays for AAA Norfolk Tides. That is of the Baltimore Orioles farm system. You can find him on MILB.com, all the stats there. Actually, that's where I get all of my stats whenever I talk about minor league ball players. That's the minor league baseball website, MILB.com. And that's going to be it for this episode of the Can of Corncast. I'm Andy Greenberg. Thank you so much for listening. Check out my blog on arizonasports.com. Just search Can of Corncast or find it on the left in the headlines. My name, Andy Greenberg. The name of the podcast, Can of Corncast. It's going to be there. You can follow me on Twitter at canofcorn987. I'll tweet out the episode. You can tweet me questions. Tweet on the Twitter, all that good stuff. You can also find me on Facebook. Just search Can of Corncast. Or if you know me, you know me. You can find me there too. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to go pick up Mike Montgomery and check the blog for much more about him and his rise to dominance with the Seattle Mariners. Yes, rise to dominance. Actually, if he goes 3 shutouts in a row, then I can say that in truth and be completely right about it, because wow, if that happens. If not, I still think he puts in a quality start. We'll see. Starts Sunday in Oakland. Very exciting to see. Go pick up Patrick Corbin, too. He is somebody to definitely leave on your roster. The Diamondbacks, very happy to have him back. He was an ace almost in 2013. Sad to see him miss 2014, but he's back, and I got a good feeling that he's going to be sticking around for the rest of the season. So pick him up, Patrick Corbin, Arizona Diamondbacks. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Until next week, enjoy your 4th of July. Enjoy maybe a couple extra holiday days at the beginning of the week. And let's play ball!
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.